from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now.
No, we didn't. It and Curry, it's just to hear from other fans and boy, this is what it's like to root for Stephen Curry. Well, we've been fortunate here in the Bay Area. We've been fortunate to watch Steph Curry through his entire career. He goes 17-27 the last two games against Serbia and France to bring home the gold medal. And who better to talk about Steph than his personal trainer who's known Steph and has been along for the entire ride. Brandon Payne, of course, the CEO and founder of Accelerate Basketball. And he does a great job with Stephen Curry. He was out there working. Brandon, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. Brandon, were you in the gym Saturday? I wasn't sure if you were in the gym Saturday watching that performance or if you're out in Paris at all.
No, I was home, actually. You know, this year, my two sons are getting a little bit older, so they're playing high school basketball now. So instead of going through the whole 5 or 6 weeks that they were on the road, I chose to stay back here and you know, be a part and try to be a dad and a coach at the same time. So, as his career is kind of going on here, you know, my kids are getting older as well. Yeah. So I'm trying to work really hard at doing both of those things as well as I can. You know, he did have a chance to call me right after the game Saturday, so we talked, and we talked all through the Olympics, so it was a great experience for him.
What was that conversation like right after the game where he hits those four threes? It got hairy there down the stretch, 82-79, and the offense looked discombobulated, and with the stars that were on the floor, all those stars, all those alphas, it was Steph Curry who hit the biggest shots in back-to-back games against Serbia and France. So what was that, if you can't share, what was that conversation like, Brandon, Saturday after the gold medal game?
I mean, to be honest with you, even for me, it was surprisingly emotional for both of us, I think. And just the fact that, you know, to watch him play for a championship, to watch him play in games that are high pressure, that are very meaningful games, those are the games he loves to play in. And so after the game, you know, I wasn't really expecting to hear from him. Yeah. And I certainly, you know, he had just gotten off the TV with Mike Tirico, and my phone rang and it was him. And I was very shocked, and he just called, and we just kind of shared a moment and reflected on the past 15 years and just kind of, you know, talked through. The only question I did ask him was, what were you thinking on that last shot you took? And he just kind of laughed and said that I was too tired to do anything else. I just had to get it up and out of my hands. I said, well, it worked. It worked out. So congratulations. But yeah, I mean, it's just to be back in a championship situation, I think that was very impactful this summer, and it was needed. It was something that was needed. It was something that you want to feel. And it's just a reminder. I think the one thing that we took for granted a little bit too much during that 6-year finals run, that we were just going to be in the finals every single year. I mean, I was probably more guilty than anybody of speaking in absolutes, like, hey, we're getting ready for next June every year. And the further we get away from that, the more foolish that sounds, the more foolish that looks, because we firmly understand now just how difficult getting back into championship situations are. So it was really nice, and I actually took the time to really sit back and appreciate it, because I haven't appreciated it as much as I should have up until now. So that's kind of what I take away from this experience, is to appreciate it when you're in meaningful games and in championship games.
It was so special to see him play again with Kevin Durant the way that they did. And clearly their on-court chemistry is just unbelievable, as well as off-court. And then also to see LeBron James and Steph, after years of battling for the ultimate prize against each other and being competitive foes, to see them on the same team, and for them, it felt so genuine just to see them celebrate together and to play beautiful basketball together. I don't know, just the purist in me thought it was a seminal moment for the game.
It was important for those two guys as well. You know, I mean, admittedly, you know, we had a little bit of a rivalry there for a while with LeBron, and of course with the Cavs. And but I think that LeBron and Steph, the people have asked me this all through this Olympic process, like, why do you think they're getting along so well? Why do you think they're so close? And here's the answer. They're the only two guys in the world they can truly understand each other. You know, those two guys are celebrities so far and beyond basketball to a level that not many other NBA guys can even understand. So, you know, getting them together, that was the first time that they were really able to be with somebody for an extended period of time that understands them, that gets what they go through on a daily basis, and that can kind of, you know, they can kind of talk about similar things. And I think they both really appreciated that.
Could you have seen them being so close 5-6 years ago?
No way. No, not a chance. But I mean, again, you know, things change and we all mature and we all get to a point again to where you recognize greatness, and you recognize the fact that you've been able to compete against some of the greatest that have ever played this game, and both of them fit into that category. And there's an admiration and appreciation that I think has grown for both of them, and that's why you've seen that relationship continue to evolve into something that looks completely different than it did 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I think that, you know, just the fact that they can understand each other, be together, appreciate, you know, what they've done together is very interesting.
Founder of Accelerate Basketball and Steph Curry's personal trainer, Brandon Payne, right here on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And that scene with LeBron and Steph after the Serbia game, where LeBron grabs Steph's head, like, yeah, yeah, and he's all fired up. And then there's Kevin Durant, the former teammates who went to 3 straight finals together. And to see Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, we all, you know, the way it ended with the fans and everything like that, I don't think Kevin Durant was fully appreciated here in Golden State, here in the Bay Area, and the basketball that he played. But those two guys connected again and being boys again, that was also cool, Brandon, seeing Katie and Steph together.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's, you know, in the heat of the moment when things are happening in the NBA, you know, certainly fans, they have a different perspective than the players or the people that are involved on a daily basis. And there's a lot of things that go on within these situations where fans just, they're not privy to the information. So they don't fully, you know, they don't fully get it. But, you know, I don't think there was ever any animosity there at all. I think that was something that was more generated outside the building than inside the building. But, you know, I think that, again, it's just, you know, guys, players love to play with players that have similar mindsets. And if, you know, when you get in a team situation and not everybody is rowing the boat in the same direction and not everybody's pulling in the same direction, those can be very frustrating situations. But when you get on a team like the Olympic team, where there's a common goal and everybody's kind of placing their ego to the side, and yeah, everybody in the building recognizes that this is nothing but greatness in this room, but we're still here for one reason and one reason only, I think that they just enjoy being around players that have the same mindset that they do. And Kevin Durant is certainly one of the greatest that's ever played as well. And he has a greatness mindset, just like Steph and LeBron do. So those guys enjoy spending time around players like that because it makes their job easy.
You know, watching KD and LeBron sitting there, you mentioned it already, the shot over the double, over two defenders of France, and KD and LeBron had their arms up. Only Steph could get away with that, right? They got to be, Bam Adebayo had the quote of the tournament, I thought, where he said, I'm thinking, what the heck is he doing? Like you just mentioned there, and KD and LeBron are wide open, and Steph just shoots it, and we've seen that. It just never gets old, Brandon. When does it? Do you ever take it for granted as well, watching him shoot the way he shoots?
I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of taking it for granted. I'm guilty, and I'm certainly trying to be better about it because it's not normal. It's not normal for him to do the things. You know, what I would like watching when he's getting like that is I typically like to watch the opposing coaching staff. I like to watch the opposing coaches' staff's reaction to what's going on, and especially in that game because Kenny Atkinson, you know, who was a great assistant coach for the Warriors, is now the head coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kenny was an assistant on the French team, so I was particularly paying attention over there to see because he's seen it on, you know, being a part of the Warriors. He's enjoyed it, you know, just seeing their reaction. It just it's one of those things as a coach, you just kind of throw your hands up because there's nothing you can do about it. At that point, if he misses, he just missed. It was nothing that you did. So, the picture where KD and LeBron both have their hands up and they're wide open with nobody guarding them and you still shoot it, that's a pretty powerful picture. And there's only one guy in the world that can get away with that, and he did.
We all want him to play in 2028. I know you're going to want him to play in 2028, so that's not the question that I want to ask you.
All of them, Brandon. Yeah, LeBron, KD, and Steph. They may need him in 2028. France is coming.
I'm with you. But here's the question. Like, you're his trainer. Like, how does he come down from this high emotionally and physically and get ready for the rigors of an NBA season where it's going to be a tough go here for the Warriors. Not that they can't, make headway, but they got a lot of work here, and it's a short amount of time for him to recuperate at an age of where he's at. Have you even thought about, how you build yourself back up?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that I really want him to come down from this. What I want him to do is we want to use this experience. We want to use what just happened as a slingshot into the preseason, into training camp. I think that he's, again, being in I told Bonte this when we were texting after the game the other day, to me, it was fun to watch him be in a championship game, be in a game that matters again. And to me, I think that that's kind of the stimulation and it is a reminder of what it feels like. And I think that that is going to be what propels us into the preseason and propels us into the regular season. So I don't think I want him to come down. I want it to be something where we just step on the gas pedal even harder now because now we remember. Now we remember what it's like to be there and we want to get there again.
You know, the whole world got to see him perform at the stage and the whole narrative about him not being clutch is finally dead. I think it was dead a couple of years ago. Hell, I think it was dead in 2016 for crying out loud. But when you think about it, and it's hard to put a number on it or say, where does this rank, blah, blah, blah. But for you, watching that moment on that stage for his first gold medal with Team USA, there's a lot of accolades that he's had. A couple MVPs, four-time champ, all-star games, all-NBA, all that stuff. But where is that moment? Where is that moment when you sit back, Brandon? And it's tough because we're a couple days removed from it. But later on this summer, later off this offseason, how are you going to look at that moment Saturday against France? Is it going to be up there with, say, a finals moment? Is it going to be up there with the double bang shot against Oklahoma City on the way to 73-9 in the regular season in 2016? Where are you going to place this moment for Stephen Curry? And it's hard to put a number on it, and I get it, because we're freshly removed from it, but it feels like it's right up there for him.
Absolutely. It's at the top. And again, it's kind of like it's kind of like picking a favorite child. Like you can't, there isn't really one. He's done so many things that I don't think we all fully appreciate yet, but we will. And I think that will go right up in that. There's a collection of them. There's a highlight film we can make of all of his greatest accomplishments, the greatest shots, the things that he's done well throughout his career. And those two, the semifinals game and the championship game, those will certainly be, those memories will be in with all the other ones right at the top. To me, it's, again, I don't get too much into ranking them, because they're all equally important to me, but yes, absolutely. They're right there at the top. And it was something that was important to him. It's something that he wanted. He wanted badly. And I don't think that he ever really verbalized how badly he wanted to be a part of it and how much he wanted to win it, but you saw it in his actions. You saw it in how he went about his business, and you saw it in the emotion that came out after the game was over. And I think that it's something that was just, you know, really, really important to him in his career.
All right. When people think Olympics and all these superstars, they do think about like, oh, who's trying to recruit who? Who's going to team up with who? And if you were to recklessly speculate, I'm going to say it on the front
Shasky, you're setting them up, man.
If you were to recklessly speculate, and it was your opinion, and you had the dream wish that you could pair Steph with one player on that team for one more season, who would it be?
Steph, you're killing me, man. Dunleavy and those are my guys, man.
Just a dream scenario. You know, I already know. Dream scenario. Hey, Brent, real quick, Brendan.
Yeah, Shasky after the Serbian Cup, he goes, you see LeBron after Steph, you know he was telling him something. I was like, Shasky, they just beat Serbia to come back from 15 down.
I know that Magic and Larry never got to play together except the Dream Team, but there's a part of me that wants to see one of the greatest point guards ever in LeBron James and Steph Curry play together one season, or Kevin Durant again and Steph Curry, or Book. But there's a variety of guys that'll look great next to Steph Curry. Who doesn't look good next to him? But seeing those two play together, I think it would be amazing for the game.
Oh, I do too, and I don't know that there's a wrong answer out of that group of players that were there. I mean, every single one of them, you'd love to see paired up with Stephen for 82 plus games. So I agree with both of the players you just said there with KD and LeBron. That'd be a lot of fun.
No, we all want to see it.
I'm sure Brendan would. We saw it with KD. It would be fun to see it with LeBron again. No doubt.
I would enjoy watching it, but. That's not my department.
It's okay to plead the fifth, Brendan. It's okay. Real quick, what's the schedule like for Steph? Now you're coming off the Olympic gold medal. I'm sure he's going to take some time off. When you guys ramp back up, because the regular season, they already released the schedule. Klay Thompson's going to be back in the Bay Area November 12th with the Dallas Mavericks. So training camp will be right around the corner starting in October. What's the schedule like for you guys as you guys ramp up for the next season?
Well, right now he's taking a well-deserved family vacation, and he needs to, because this was – from the time, you know, we didn't really take much time after the season was over off because we were ramping up to get ready for the Olympics. So the normal amount of time we would take off, he didn't get a chance to do that. So he needs to take, you know, 10 to 14 days right now and just be a dad. He just needs to be present, and he just needs to be away and mentally kind of, relax and not even really think about basketball for a little bit. In a couple of weeks, we'll get started back up. We've got a very, very full end of the month and a very full September leading up to training camp, and he'll be ready. He's excited. And again, I just think that's what this Olympic experience has done for him. It's reinvigorated him. It's re-stimulated him. It's got him excited. And we're ready to play basketball here in about a month and a half.
Man, with all those alphas on the court, it was Steph Curry. He's just told the show, Shasky. It's amazing.
Did you find out, did he have the night sweatshirt custom made prior to all that? Because he had it in French already ready to go post game. I thought that was incredible marketing.
Yeah. I don't know who did that, but somebody did a good job with that. I'm not sure. I don't even know if he knew about that, but somebody I think had that ready to go. I'm waiting. I'm actually waiting on mine now. So I don't know when I'm going to get it, but I hope I get it pretty soon, because it was incredible to have that on right after the game.
Well, they're going
to
sell like hotcakes on the site. Sure. I mean, as soon as Under Armour puts that out, everybody's going to have one of those sweaters. Real quick, Brendan, removing yourself from all the biases. I know it's tough because you work closely with Stephen Curry, but I asked you earlier today, it's like, is he one of the better entertainers we've ever had in sports? Because it's not just the three-point shot making. It's not the way he just cooks dudes up off the dribble, puts them in the blender. But it's the celebrations. It's the night-night. It's the big head bounce. It's the cabbage patch. It's him yelling at the French crowd saying, don't worry about me. Like, in terms of just all-time entertainers on the short list, removing Stephen Curry, who would you have on that list? It's just pure entertainment and guys who are great at their craft.
Wow. That's a good question. You kind of catch me off guard with that one. Who would be on the same level as Steph? And I don't know, Steph's pretty...
He's up there. Remove Steph. Because I was thinking like guys like Deion Sanders. Maybe Muhammad Ali. You know, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, guys like that who like, they're good, they're great, and they entertain you showman. Showman.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the guys are just... those are all great. And even Michael Jordan, to an extent, even though his was a little bit more subdued, I think, sometimes. You know, he had a penchant for that big moment as well. So... Yeah, I think that Stephen, what you see when Stephen hits these shots, I think you can see the love and the joy that he has for this. And that's something that's not really matched by many guys either. It's just how much he loves to play basketball, how much he loves to win, and how prepared he is for those moments. And I think you just get a true natural, it's just a true natural reaction. I don't think that really anything that he does is pre-planned. We've never talked about it being pre-planned. I think you're just seeing just the true reaction, the true love he has for this game and true love he's got for his teammates and how much it means to him. And it just comes out in his personality and his reaction.
So golf season for 10 to 14 days for Steph Curry as he does the family thing.
He's going to be a dad, Shasky. Stay away from the league.
Get some golf in.
He's going to stay off those legs, stay off those feet. Go be a dad, father of four, of course, with Aisha. What a time, man. What a show he put on. Brandon, we always thank you for the time.
Yes, great stuff.
Obviously, you've been right there for the ride, and we appreciate the relationship with you, man. And what a show. And the fact that he called you right after he talked to Mike Tirico says a lot about the relationship you two guys have. So, thanks for sharing that with us, Brandon. We'll be in touch, man. Take care. And good luck to your kids, man. Good luck to your kids, because we see the videos all the time on Instagram. They look like there are some players as well. Look like they could be getting some scholarships for the way they could shoot.
We hope so. We hope so. They can definitely shoot it. So I appreciate that, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Great Brandon stuff. Payne, founder and CEO of Accelerate Basketball. The fact that Steph just called him right up, like, yo, what about that? Brandon's like, dude, you really took that shot? And you see the still photos of it.
It's incredible.
It's the most fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.